no home, no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. This is the place where real estate aficionados gather for the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Rick, yeah, it's an applaud, Rick. Hey, Reach counselors tell us if you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate market is recovering in your favor. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Reggie Fagan is here again. He has a host of solutions for home financing. Stay with us for the Reggie moment, and it shall be inculcated in monolithic fashion. That's what? The truth. That means we're going to give it to you straight up. But then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about government workers chasing snails. Stay tuned for that. And then in our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder has the rundown for the coolest scam ever. Hammer the Scammer directly after the news. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here with the latest ways to spruce up your homeland. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Check out all the new Reach listings at their website, www.reachforhousing.org, and click on the property listings button. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. Here with the headlines, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Short of cash and unsettled in their careers, young Americans are waiting longer than ever to buy their first homes. It seems that rising rental prices have complicated the task of trying to sock away money for a down payment. We'll show you the numbers. There's also encouraging news on the home front this week from the Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo. Two good stories about housing. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, which regulates the mortgage finance companies Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, set higher affordable home goals this past Wednesday. We also have news about bankruptcies and foreclosures. New foreclosure cases remained at low levels across South Florida, although bank repossessions went up sharply. We'll tell you what that means for the real estate business. And a change in down payment requirements influence a buyer's willingness to buy even more than a change in mortgage rates does, according to a new study published by economists at the New York Federal Reserve. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates went down again, and you might have heard that it's really hard to get approved for a mortgage to buy or refinance a condo. That seems to be changing. Plus, we have a couple stories that will either tickle your funny bone or make you say, yuck, coming up at the end of this newscast. Those stories and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. When we return, Reggie Fagan will bring us up to date with the latest financing techniques, along with down payment assistance information. Don't think you qualify for down payment cash? Stay with us. It's all about that Reggie moment. He can make a loan just like ringing a bell.
Ain't got no home, no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know later on. Ain't got no home, I know later on.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with renting? You want to eliminate your monthly payment? If that's your dream, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshops. It's where all the action resonates. This is the workshop that produces results. When you complete this six-hour class, you will be qualified to receive government financing, down payment assistance, and many other home financing options. The next workshop is Sunday, September 29th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next one is October the 18th. If you haven't figured that out, they're about the third Sunday of every month. And if you must get started sooner than that, September the 29th, if that date's too far away for you, you can go down to Miami at our Miami Kendall office. September the 13th is their next first-time homebuyer workshop. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. And if you didn't pre-register, not to worry. You may pay at the door. You know, these classes fill up pretty fast, folks. If you don't get your name on the list, you'll find yourself standing in a corner looking for a seat. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops, times and dates, call the good folks at Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And the first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you would like to qualify for government assistance. We all know a first-time homebuyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 consecutive years. And speaking of workshops, we have another workshop coming up. It's the Wells Fargo Home Preservation? I get that word out there. That's Saturday, August the 29th from 10 to 6 at the Embassy Suites Airport. For more information on that, you know who to call, 855-48-REACH. Or you may also call 561-932-0578. And it's free. That's right. Steve says it's free. What, your mic's not working? Jump in on this.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, it's absolutely free of any charge of any kind, but you do need to call for reservations or you'll be standing in line waiting forever.
Okay, so that's the 561-932-0578 number.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Or if you really just call Reach, 855-487-3224. They'll help you out with all that information. That is Saturday, August the 29th from 10 to 6 at the Embassy Suites Airport. It's for Wells Fargo customers, but basically anybody can come
in.
Yeah,
all the Reach counselors will be there.
Yeah. This will be a good deal if you're looking to refinance your home.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our first guest, as we have said before, has been labeled a financial genius and has spent the last 22 years convincing the experts that they were correct in their conclusion. Reggie Fagan, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again.
Thanks for having me.
Good to be here. Good to have you back. I like financial guys.
Well, it's a fun place to be.
Well, you have all the money. You know, we talked about that before. You were on the show before, and we talked about the hardest part about buying a home is the financing.
That is very correct.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can pick out a home, right? I like that one.
And that is very true. We do find that for most buyers, having that initial down payment is always a challenge.
Yep. Now, most people, and I'm not saying all people, but most people, I'm probably one of those guys, you know, I see the Cadillac, but I only have budget for a Chevy.
I see it every day.
How do we do that? I mean, when you go to pick out a home, you look at a beautiful house and you go, wow, I like that one. I want this one. Yeah, that's $790,000. And the monthly payment is like $3,000.
Well, we know emotions are not always connected to logic. We know that.
Isn't that the truth?
That's so true.
So what do we do? Is there, you either increase your income or you decrease your expenses.
Well, what we do is, first of all, we stay in our lanes. We help them understand, well, while you need to, or you want to have this one, this is where you are. You will get there, but let us start from the point where you are at this time and get you to the next level.
Yeah, that's reality,
unfortunately. That is just the way it works.
Right.
Sure.
So getting your budget together. Now, I know we talk about, and you teach the first-time homebuyers classes,
I do. I enjoy doing this. There's nothing like seeing someone being very satisfied, happy, and saying thank you at the end of the deal. So I start from the beginning, at the outset, where he or she knows absolutely nothing about the process, to the end where we celebrate the closing. We have celebrations, say, yes, I have a home, and there's nothing like having someone saying thank you after that. Great.
Of course. Now, we know there's a big gap between starting and finishing.
Well, that's what I do. I help them understand what we need to do to get from point A to point C. We have to find that filler between those two places there.
Right. And I know there's a lot of assistance available. There's government assistance. There's even private assistance.
Yes, assistance can come in many ways. Government, churches, other civic organizations, family and friends, and of course the home buying class where the funds are provided by the government.
Right.
Those are all resources that our first-time buyers can tap into to get help to get in that first home.
And what do you have to do to take advantage of these programs?
Not much, but take the class.
Show up at the class. Yes. That's how you do it.
But we do find that most people do not know of the class being available to them. So this is our number one challenge, getting the word out there that there is something or somewhere you can go to get help to get you started on that home ownership quest.
That's what we're doing right here, hopefully.
And yes.
It's the first time home buyer show. No, really, folks, this is where you learn. I mean, it's just like everything else. You go to school. You want to be a dentist, you have to go to school. You have to learn how to be a dentist. You want to be a homeowner, you should go to school and learn how to buy a home. Make sure you get the right home.
And, of course, we encourage our successful participants to share it with their friends and their neighbors. And so the word spreads out and everybody's getting to hear about it and it's becoming more available to all.
You know, that's a very good point. We say this every week on the show. We talk about the home buyer class and we assume that we're talking to someone who wants to buy a house. If you know of someone that's looking to buy a house or you would like to help someone get on the path to buying their own home, then they should get a hold of Reach.
And we encourage them to share that note. Absolutely.
Exactly. Let other people know about our classes. Now, what are the different types of financing that we have to deal with here? I know there's a couple of different types.
Well, there are several types. But with the REACH program, we look at primarily two of them, although there is, and I'll discuss them with you, there's the conventional loan, there's FHA, and then there is the VA loan. REACH also has classes for those people who qualify for a VA loan through the first-time home buyer program.
Right.
But most of our clients participate in either the FHA or conventional loans. And of course, we find it works very well for those first-time home buyers because we still have some properties available for those who qualify for those loans.
Right. And you know, we said this earlier, it's hard to believe that the good folks at the federal government have decided that if you haven't owned a home in the last three consecutive years, you are considered a first-time home buyer.
That's very true.
And there's a lot of programs that are available for first-time home buyers, even if you've owned a home before.
Even if you own a home before and you sold it, but you have not owned in the last 3 years, you qualify as a first-time home buyer.
Well, I would have loved to set in for that meeting. Can you imagine the government people sitting around a table going, well, what about 3 years? What about five? What about four? I mean, my gosh, how about two?
Well, we must also discuss that there are all the criteria that must be met. Your first time home buyer, but must be within the income limit.
Ah, okay. What are those limits?
Well, it varies by county. So to give you all of it, it would be almost, you know, but the person is welcome to call REACH, and based on the county where he or she wants to buy, we can get him or her that information.
You know, we've been giving out the REACH phone number, but Reggie has a phone number too.
Sure.
Let's give out Reggie's phone number. You want to talk to Reggie? He's over at Supreme Lending. You can visit their website at www.supremelending.com, or you could just pick up the phone and call him at 561-601-7154. Give you that again, 561-601-7154.
Thank you.
Is that your phone ringing? There's a $25 fee for that, Reggie, just to let you know.
We can manage that.
No, that's usually what happens. You get on the radio, and then people start calling you. right?
And yes, and of course, that's what we do. We encourage them to call. We love helping because we know by owning a home, there are so many benefits also than just owning a home.
Yeah.
We know that studies have shown that children growing up in a home owned by the parents are more likely to do better in school.
Mm-hmm.
We know that if you own a home in the neighborhood, it's much stronger. So we encourage home ownership because it makes everybody a little better.
Yeah, well, that's the way it works. And we do that at REACH. So it doesn't matter what type of financing, we've got them all. We cover them all. Like we said earlier, Reggie's an expert at it. He's been doing it for 22 years. I mean, my gosh, man, what kind of life is that?
It's a fun life. Looking back, it's like a doctor delivering babies. And you say, I remember this one when he was just a little one.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I look at it. It's a fun job.
I remember when I sold you that. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
That is very satisfying. And putting the money together, it's not an easy thing.
Well, that's always for the first home. Mm-hmm. But on the subsequent houses, you find that they learn the first time and they are in a better position to buy a next home
mm-hmm.
or other homes for investments. But it's always nice to see that progression. People buy the first time and they use the first one as a leverage to get to the next level. There's nothing like seeing this happen.
That's the way the system works. Well, hey, you know, we have to take a quick break. You know, you hang around, right? You always do. I like it when that happens.
Sure thing.
All right, after the break, how to overcome the boogie-woogie finance blues. More with Reggie Fagan and company. And if you're a veteran, there's good news for you. You may qualify for a full Monty. We'll tell you what that is when we come back. Get a pen and paper ready. We'll be right back.
I know ways wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, REACH the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Rick Steiner and Steve Cody. We've been speaking with Reggie Fagan. I'll get all this stuff out. Oh, folks, it's only radio. We're just having too much fun here. We've been speaking with Reggie Fagan. He is the machine that makes everyone jump over at a Supreme Mortgage there. You do that, don't you?
Of course. This is what we live for.
Gotta keep everybody on their toes. You know, we want to talk a little bit about VA entitlements because, you know, there's a lot of vets out there, and they have done a great service for our country. We'd like to thank them for that. And as a repayment, I guess.
Of course.
We get them set up with 100% financing.
Yes. The Veteran Administration guarantees the loan to the lender, so the veteran can buy with 0% of his own funds, no money down.
You know, is that a bad thing? You know, the more money you put down, the lower your payment's going to be. You don't put any money down, your payment's going to be a little higher. That's correct, right?
Well, in principle, looking at it that way, there's some kind of relationship between your payments and your down payment. But for the veterans, they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, 100% financing gives them that help. There is a funding fee that most veterans have to pay, except if he's a disabled veteran, he or she doesn't have to pay that.
Mm.
But you may be surprised to know that they have shown that the veteran loans perform much better.
Mm-hmm.
And very few veterans go into foreclosure. So
They're disciplined people, and they know what routines are, and they know, you know, you pay the rent first, and then you pay everything else second. So
it's a good thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, to qualify for a VA loan, all you have to do is be a vet, right?
Yes, you have to be a veteran, discharged or active military, mm-hmm. you will have a certificate of eligibility that is provided to you.
That's that letter you get when they say goodbye, right?
Yes. usually you hear the DD-214. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. Of course, we help with getting the other required documents to show, yes, this person's acceptable veteran who right. can qualify for a VA loan.
There's no income limits or anything like that, right?
There is no income limits. You can have as much income, but of course,
Okay, what about that minimum?
You got to have a minimum. Right. We like to talk about the 41% ratio. Mm-hmm. Your income times 41%, and that's your maximum mortgage that you can qualify for, including taxes and insurance, if applicable.
Now, that's not the LTV, right? That's loan to value, and that doesn't have anything. So
LTP, loan to paycheck? The LTV is loan to value, which in the veteran is 100% with no down payments. So 100% financing, that's what they have.
All right.
But the veterans have, they've earned it, and mm-hmm. of course, they have the program designed just to make sure that they have applicable housing, or housing for everyone who wants it. Mm-hmm.
So easy for the vets to do. This isn't. It's a no-brainer. It's it's like falling off a log, right?
It's easy, but there are conditions that must be in place. Of course, you do not want to put someone or anybody in a loan that he or she can't afford. That's mm-hmm. one. He must meet certain, eligibility requirements, credit, mm-hmm. income, and so on.
What's that credit score number now for getting into a house? Is it 560, I think, is what it was? Is that the minimum? Is there a 580?
It will very depend on the lender. For us, we do not lend on anything less than 600, mm-hmm. but that varies. And it's a very convoluted thing. There's so many different programs, different lenders, different loan types. So we can't just talk of credit scores in general, and it doesn't apply to everyone.
Right.
So, for example, on an FHA, you can get a credit, you can get a mortgage at 580 with some lenders. At Supreme Lending, where I practice my business, you need to have at least 600 to get a FHA low score.
Right.
So, a credit score that is almost depending on the lender.
Okay. Well, let's give out your number one more time then.
Sure.
Okay?
It's 561-601-7154.
Okay. Don't call right now because he's sitting here at the station with us. Somebody did. We gave out your number. Your phone rang. Not now. Give us a half hour. So, call now. Rick says call now.
Call now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call now. By golly. All right. 561-601-7154 is Reggie Fagan's number. You can check out his website at www.supremelending.com. And if you're a vet, we suggest that you do that right away, and we'll help you right out. You know, we like to say thanks to our vets. What do we got here? Okay, Reggie's writing something down. It's all right. We'll take it. He gave me his picture. Thanks. And his picture's on his card.
But the website is the full name, Reggie Fagan.
Oh, it's Supreme Lending. Your email address.
No, email's at the bottom of the website.
ReggieFagan@supremelending.com. There it is.
Yes.
So don't mess with us. 561-601-7154. Give him a call, and we'll get you all set up. Okay? Thanks, Reggie. Appreciate you coming in, man.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
You are the man. All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Hammer the Scammer. Rick Snyder has discovered one of the coolest antidotes involving your Social Security number. You want to stay tuned for that. Then Carlton Thompson checks in. He's our resident pest control freak, and he has some ways to spruce up your homeland one branch at a time. That's coming up in our house segment. And then Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how to make this house your home. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's news at the bottom of the hour with a man who's so far ahead of his time, he thinks today is Thursday. It happens to be Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. Short of cash and unsettled in their careers, many young Americans are waiting longer than ever to buy their first homes. The typical first-timer now rents for about 6 years before buying a home. That's up from 2.6 years back in the early 70s, according to a new analysis that was done by Zillow. The median first-time home buyer is 33 years old. That's in the upper range of the millennial generation, which roughly spans ages from 18 to 34. Now, a generation ago, the median first-time home buyer was about 3 years younger. Most first-timers still depend on personal savings for at least some of their down payment, but rising rents have complicated the task of trying to sock away money for a down payment. So fueled by a surge of renters across all age ranges, rental prices nationally have grown at roughly twice the pace of the average hourly wage. Housing industry experts note that surveys do still show a strong desire among millennials to buy a house, but their timeline for purchasing depends on stability in their careers. There was encouraging news on the home front this week. The first batch of good news was Monday when the National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo Housing Market Index increased 1 point to 61. That's the highest level since November of 2005. What that means is that builders expected strong sales and strong buyer traffic. Then on Tuesday morning, the Department of Commerce reported that the nationwide housing starts increased by 0.2% for a seasonally adjusted pace of 1.21 million homes. That's the most since October of 2007. It appears the current building boom is comparable to activity in the last decade. The difference is, this time, there aren't those subprime mortgages and limited documentation loans that were fueling buyers back in the early 2000s. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, the FHFA, which regulates the mortgage industry, and also Fannie and Freddie, set higher affordability goals on Wednesday. The single-family low-income home purchase goal now at 24%, and a single-family very low-income purchase sub-goal is at 6% for each of the 3 years from now until 2018. The affordable housing goals are the primary measure of Fannie and Freddie's success in fulfilling their charter obligation to provide access in all communities to homes. New foreclosure cases remain at low levels across South Florida, although bank repossessions went up sharply, according to a report from RealtyTrack. Lenders filed 285 foreclosure cases in Palm Beach County. That's down 21% from a year ago. Broward had 453 new filings last month. Both counties saw big jumps in the number of homes seized by lenders in July, continuing a recent trend. Now, while this is very unfortunate for those who were not able to pay their mortgage and lost their home, it is good news for realtors and for potential buyers who will have more properties to choose from when these bank-owned houses hit the market. Average long-term mortgage rates edged lower this week, with the key 30-year loan rate remaining under 4%. According to Freddie Mac, it is 3.93%. Now, you might have heard that it's really hard to get approved for a mortgage to buy or refinance a condo. That was the case for several years after the crash, but lenders finally have loosened the rules on condo financing. Borrowers seeking to get a condo loan these days will find more lenders to choose from and more condominiums that are eligible for financing. This, according to Norman Kenigsberg, he's the president and CEO of First Choice Loan Services. You'll still need good credit and stable income to qualify for a condo loan, just as you would with a mortgage to buy a house, but you're less likely to face restrictions related to the property itself. Short sales once flooded the South Florida housing market, but no more. Palm Beach had only 50 single-family homes sell for less than the mortgage amount in July. That's down from 83 just a year ago and way down from shortly after the mortgage crisis. Now, warning, a highly invasive species of snails has continued to overwhelm the Florida communities in South Florida by eating stucco off of people's houses and consuming almost 500 species of plants. The giant African snail can now grow what they call the size of a tennis shoe. That would depend on the size of your foot, I guess. It was discovered about 4 years ago in Miami, then eradicated in the after it was eradicated, allegedly, in the 1960s. The state spent $10 million on giant African snail eradication programs since 2011, but state agriculture spokespeople say there's still no end in sight. Not only are the snails threatening plant species, they could also carry a parasitic worm that causes a rare form of meningitis and is dangerous to humans. And apparently, the snails are faster than the government workers who are trying to chase them. A new phase of this is now using sniffer dogs on the snail trail. They have two Labrador retrievers now employed by the Department of Agriculture to help the government workers catch up with these snails. And finally, a Kentucky man named Michael May was arrested after he was found digging up a grave in a local cemetery. Mr. May told police that he had an unfinished argument with his father, who died nearly 30 years ago in Stanford, Kentucky, and he wanted to settle it so that he could go to heaven.
His friends told police that they were afraid that what May would have done if police had not showed up and caught him in the act would have been weird. May was charged with violating a grave with public intoxication and possession of marijuana. Now, if you have a bone to pick with your dead parents, don't try this at home. This is not literal, okay? All right. That, my friends, is the news.
I'm still concerned about the snails. You say they're the size of sneakers?
What the story said.
Okay.
Sneakers come in all sizes.
It's a Nike snail. Is that what it is? Oh, my Lord. What are we going to do?
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Well, just as we predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org. They say, reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is about to reveal the coolest scam ever. But before you do, what would be cool about a scam?
I don't know. Right? You're the one that said it.
I did?
Explain what I just said.
I'm not sure.
Let me rephrase that. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Alan. You know, we all carry them, Social Security numbers. Mine is so old, I remember when I got it, it said, this is not to be used as personal identification.
I have one of those.
Oh, yes. Well, somewhere along the line, somebody said, give me your number, and that was that. So now it's pretty widespread that you're giving your Social Security number to your doctor, to your bank, to your credit card people, etc.
Is that sort of like you can use your doctor, you can keep your insurance if you want it, and we'll never use Social Security for identification purposes?
Something like that. Okay. Well, it's the number. It's number one to your financial castle. That's the number one key. Now, there are high-tech schemes, imagine this, to steal your number using phishing emails or spyware, as well as low-tech methods like dumpster diving or theft. No matter which approach a scammer may try, you need to be vigilant. So watch out, and here's some information from scambusters.org. Leave your Social Security card at home. Ooh. When you don't need your Social Security card, leave it at home in a secure location like a locked safe. Now, this limits the chance someone could glance at your card and steal your wallet with personal information. They could photocopy the card. Now, that goes for your Medicare card, by the way, because that number's on there. Leave the original at home. Delete all but the last three or four digits on the copy you carry with you. That's usually accepted. Shred the documents instead of throwing them away. Some mail will exhibit your number, your medical mail, etc. Shred it instead of throwing away. I don't have a shredder, so what I do is I tear that corner off where my number appears and throw that away somewhere else.
I thought you'd tear that off and eat it.
No, not yet. I haven't gotten to that point yet.
I just use the paper that I use to pick up after my dog, and then I throw those in.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have a tendency not to want to touch it.
Woof, woof. Right. Shred the documents. Check your mailbox, too, by the way. Grab that mail out of there. Don't leave mail in for a long period of time somebody's going to come along and grab it, and your number's displayed in there. Never give your Social Security number out over the phone if you don't initiate the call, especially when you have no way of being sure to whom you are speaking. Some cons may call posing as officials from Social Security, asking you to confirm your number. They will never call you. Don't provide your number to anyone who asks for it by email. This is typically done by an imposter sending you an email that may look like it's your bank or credit card company asking you to fill out personal information via an online form. Don't do it. And ask questions. Know who to whom you are providing your number and how they'll use it. Sometimes you need to provide that number to a financial institution or insurance company. If you're not sure, ask the entities why they're asking for it, what they need it for, how will they store and secure your personal information. You know, sometimes that's just kind of uncomfortable to do. Do it. Do it. Protect yourself. If you believe that your Social Security number may have been stolen or somehow compromised, contact Social Security Administration for help. They're after your number because once they get it, they become you. We do have a quick alert of the week here, Alan.
Take your time.
I will. You may have seen reports recently about millions of cars being recalled because of concerns about safety of Takata airbags. This just came back.
Right.
More recalls on cars with Takata airbags.
Well, they just recalled about a million of them.
Yes, yeah. And that's recently after the first or second or third recalls of these airbags. Guess what?
They're full of hot air.
Scammers are now taking over, calling up saying, hey, your car's been recalled. We're an auto dealer engineer. We want to visit your home to repair and replace these parts and charging you up to $1,500 for the work, which they may or may not do.
Oh, yeah. You don't know what's inside your airbag. They could come out and get underneath the dash, play around for 5 minutes, and go, boy, that was hard work. Yep. We got it fixed.
We're done. $1,500, please.
Wow.
Guess what? Replacement of these airbags is free. Free.
Yeah.
The dealer has to replace the airbags. If the car, the airbag is recalled, check with your dealer and get your car there. Now, there could be some ancillary charges, but see this article from Consumer Reports about the recalls of the airbags. Everything you need to know about the Takata airbag recall is in Consumer's Reports. You can check that out. But they're out there looking for you. They want your numbers. Mm. They want your numbers. So we're going to talk about four things here to protect you from the scammers.
Well, you know what? Before you get into that, and I think what's going to happen is you're going to educate the people. And yeah. I think that's what these scammers are doing. They're taking advantage of people that don't know, like refinancing. We talk about that all the time.
Yep.
Oh, we can do a refinance and remod, but you have to pay this fee. And we already know that the government says it's got to be free. You can't charge a fee.
Correct.
So what these scammers are doing, they're taking advantage of your lack of information.
So here's some information
there
you should
go.
Know.
That's what we're trying to do here at Reach Radio.
Never open a link in an email. Is that simple?
Yeah.
Go to your familiar site, your bank, your credit card, your insurance company, your shopping site. They may have your information already. They should if you've done business with them. Sign in through the site. Scammers are going to these sites and sending you an email saying, we need to renew this, whatever they're asking for. Say thank you very much and then check with your secure site. Never give your personal information, social security, address, credit card numbers in an email that comes to you or over the phone unless you trust the source completely. Don't give strangers your personal information ever. Never. And be vigilant at all times. Scammers and hackers are everywhere. A stain on our culture, I like to say, because they're nasty people. But they're looking to grab your money, your property, your identification. They are out for you. You be careful. Be vigilant. Don't give out this information because that's exactly what they're looking for.
That's it.
And that's how to hammer the scammer.
And these folks aren't stupid. They're very smart.
Yes.
They're very intelligent. They're just misguided, and that's the way that goes.
It's too bad, but we'll have more scams next week, and if you want to check this out for yourself, you go to scambusters.org.
There you go.
They know their stuff.
All right, Rick, thanks. Good job. Appreciate you looking that up. We would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated and properly vouched for. Hat tip to Reho Seppinen. He's in a battle with himself right now, and the doctors are the referees. I'm not sure what the score is, but we wish you well, brother. Also, we encourage you to check out the show website at www.reachradioshow.com. Listen to this week's show over and over and over again if you wish, or check out the show archives for all the past radio shows. And if you'd like to send us an email or a comment or anything about the show, there's a button there for doing that. Just to click on the homepage.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He is our resident pest control freak here with some tall cedars or spruces, I guess. Carlton, thanks for checking in today.
Hey, how are we doing now?
We're doing great. We're talking about planting trees in our yard. Do they still do that? Is that a proper landscape thing of beauty, I guess, trees?
Trees.
Say that again?
Uh-oh.
I think we've lost
Carlton.
Carlton's over on Sanibel Island today.
Vacation?
Vacationing and kicking back, and he took the time to call in and say hi. So we'll see if we can't reconnect with him.
When he calls back, let's find out if he can catch snails.
I think Carlton could probably catch snails. He's a little bit faster than those government guys. He's a pretty sharp guy. What we wanted to talk about today is when are trees appropriate? I mean, South Florida, we have palm trees, and that's about the size of it. And where else do we go? The spruce and the oaks and all that. Do people put those in their yards anymore?
Boy, I don't know.
I don't know. That's what we had Carlton on there for. You know what, Steve? You got something about the we got him back on the line?
Good.
All right, we'll get
Thank you, Marissa.
Yeah, Marissa. She's our board op here. She's sharp.
She's a whiz.
You in there, Carlton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We just lost you for a second there. So we were talking about when to spruce up the homeland and when are trees appropriate. We don't use trees much anymore in landscaping, do we?
Uh-oh.
This is good. Carlton, get out of the canoe and get up onto land where you can hear us. All right. Well, we're gonna let's go to the Wells Fargo thing. We got a Wells Fargo event coming up there.
Yeah, right? This is a really big thing. So while we're waiting for Carlton, I want to reach out to everybody and let them know that on Saturday, August 29th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., the Embassy Suites Hotel near the airport, Reach and Wells Fargo have gotten together to put together a home preservation workshop. Now, what that means is that there will be counselors there from Reach. In fact, the entire staff will be there. Plus, there'll be many, many loan writers from Wells Fargo there. So if you are somebody who has a Wells Fargo loan and you think your payment may be a little too high, or you've fallen behind, or you just heard us talking about how low interest rates are and you may want to refinance and lower your payment by $500 or $600 every month, all of these things are possible. Or if you're not a Wells Fargo customer, the Reach people will be there to help you with whatever your problem is related to maintaining your home loan, I should say. The home maintenance is a different thing. And again, it's Saturday, August 29th. That's a week from today, isn't it?
Right.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun. From 10 to 6. Now, what I want to do is ask you to call me so that I can get you an appointment. That way you won't have to wait in line. And here's my phone number at Reach, 561-932-0578. You can call right now. There's a robot that sounds a lot like me that'll take your information. Okay? Or if you forget that number, you can always call 855-48-REACH, and we'll get you an appointment. And you could save maybe $700 a month on your mortgage payment once you go to the home preservation workshop.
Well, and I'm sure that Kenesha will be there. I'm sure D. Phillips will be
there. They're bringing the people up from Miami, too.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a big event.
Full staff.
Yeah.
Full staff.
Yep. At the Embassy Suites by the airport. There'll be beverages there. There'll be food there. So the very least you get is a free lunch.
Ooh, not bad.
And what sort of documents would you want to bring with you?
There's a long list of documents. And what I'm going to do is when you call, I'll ask you for your email address, and I will send those to you. And also the Wells Fargo people will contact you to confirm your reservation and to let you know what documents. In short, when you call, what you're going to need to have is your name, your address, your phone number, your loan number, which will be very helpful. That way the Wells Fargo people will have your loan right there in front of you.
That's
when
your
you walk in.
Current loan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whether it be a first mortgage or a second mortgage or a home equity loan, all of those will be discussed. And again, we'll tell you what documents you need to bring. And it's the usual stuff. They want to know about your income. They probably want to see a couple tax returns and so forth.
Your social security number.
Watch that. Watch out for that, guys.
These are people you can trust.
Yeah.
There you go.
So again, let me give you that phone number one more time. And then we'll see if we can get back to Carlton, or is he gone in the canoe?
I think he's gone in the canoe.
Oh, okay.
So. You know what, folks? Stay tuned next week. We'll talk about sprucing up the house, and we'll continue on with that segment. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties.
561-932-0578. Say, I want to sign up for the Reach Wells Fargo Home Preservation Workshop, and that's all you need to do.
That's right. Next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, you don't have to be a Wells Fargo customer, do you? Anybody can come?
Anybody can come and talk to the Reach counselors who are there, but it's primarily for Wells Fargo people.
Mm, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ooh. Well, when we return, you want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are incredibly low, and we have a financing guru on the show today, and if you missed all that, I suggest go to the website and listen again. And let's not have a meltdown, vets. We're here for you. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know later on.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know later on.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here with a message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, it's even better than you think. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Oh, my Lord. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with any real credit issues you may or may not have, getting you back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge. You heard us say that earlier. If someone's telling you that they want to charge you for a modification or refinancing, not the case. It's free of charge. The government says so, and that's the way it is. Our trained technicians and counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every single day. Reach counselors know what the banks need before they even ask. That's because Reach works with the government agencies that make all the rules. And if you remember a month ago, we had Simone Griffin on the show, and she's with Home Free USA. They're up in Washington, D.C., and they deal with the rulemakers every single day. And that's how we know so much about it. It makes it so much easier for you to get through the red tape that the system created. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. Toll-free number for Reach again, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. All these classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. That's pretty easy. Write that number down or store it in your cell phone, because one day you're going to need that number. And when you do, guess what? Pat Tracy will be there for you. Pat Tracy is your one-stop housing shop. Pat Tracy and Associates are there to help you, just like everyone on our REACH staff. Well qualified. They know the business. Give Pat a call, 561-351-8000. You know what? You can call her right now, 561-351-8000. Selected properties are online and await your selection. This is a smart way to shop, folks. Several listeners have purchased homes by checking out our Spotlight Home of the Week. If you remember, Loyal Lloyd, the listener, was shocked when he learned his veterans' benefits were still available to him. Lloyd knew exactly what to do. He called Pat Tracy. Take a look at the property listings at www.reachforhousing.org and see which property is right for you. You can go there right now. Go to reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. And click on the property listings tab in the blue menu bar at the top of the page. Look for the search engine block on the right side of the screen. That allows you to search for properties based on price, location, or number of bedrooms, or color, or any particular item that you're looking for. They call them filters in the internet world. It's safe, it's easy to use, and you won't stink. Go to www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, dot org. Housing for housing. And when your browser has safely landed there, just click on that property listings bar, and that's it. That's what we're all about in our Spotlight Home of the Week. We have homes for you that are available and ready to go. Steve, you have any new homes?
Well, actually, there was something I was just thinking about. Uh-oh. And that is that the Reach Radio Show, having been on the air, what, 3 years now?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
We have a core audience of fans,
right,
who listen every week. And we are so grateful to them. And because they listen all the time, they know about all the things we talk about. They know that if you haven't owned a home for the past 3 years, you're a first-time home buyer. They know all the HUD and the SAIL and the SHIP and all of those acronyms they use.
The Hubble.
But in addition to the core audience, there's a lot of people who've never listened before and don't know what Reach is. And we just assume, since we're all among friends, that darn any new people, there are. And I want to take just a moment to tell people about Reach.
Go ahead.
Reach stands for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. It is a nonprofit group that is supported by donations and by different government entities, not just the federal government, but also the state government and cities and the VA and local banks. We got a really nice check from a bank. You might have seen it when you came in the office. It was sitting right next to my desk.
That big $10,000 check?
Yeah.
Or was it $100,000?
It was $100,000, because they believe in what we're doing.
Right.
Last week, a very large national bank came to us and did a presentation with a way to help Reach home buyers save some more money. Now, there's a government rule that I'm not going to mention the bank or cite this rule because I don't remember exactly what it was, but there's a government rule that if a bank wants to move into a town, they have to prove that they serve everyone. So they're looking for people with low to moderate incomes who want to buy a house. And those people are getting incentives to buy those houses, things like assistance with their down payments, assistance with their closing costs. In some cases, you even get a cash check You even get a check at closing that you can go to buy furniture with, because this bank wants to move into town so badly and open branches. Huge bank nationwide, doesn't have any local branches.
And you know what else? Sometimes Pat Tracy will take a check out of her own pocket and hand it to a new homeowner.
I have seen it happen.
That's right. She does that. That's how she is. We can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm.
So we have relationships with all the banks. You heard us talking about Wells Fargo. We work with servicers like Ocwen. We know these people. We know their phone numbers. In some cases, we know their cell number. And our counselors are relentless.
And this is true.
Yeah, and they're friends. So we can, like, be your go-between. And the best thing about this is what it costs you to talk to a Reach counselor.
Oh, yeah. Thousands of nothing.
Absolutely zilch. Zero. Nothing.
Yep.
Nada. It's free.
Yep. There you go. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We would like to thank the guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. Very informative experts on the Reach Radio Show. Coming up Saturday, August the 29th, that's next week, Dorothy Jacks joins us. Remember her? She heads up the Palm Beach County Tax Assessor's Office. She'll be back to explain those new tax forms that have been mailed out to all the residents in Palm Beach County. Homeowners, this is very important. Next Saturday, the 29th, check it out. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. See you next week.
I know later on, ain't got no home. I know later on, I'm a lonely boy.